It was a bright, golden afternoon in Vrindavana. Krishna and Balarama walked through the wild meadows, their joyful friends following, with the cows ambling along behind them. Their laughter echoed across the flower-strewn fields as they played games, chased butterflies, and raced beneath the gentle sun. The boys were full of energy, chasing each other around and calling out, "Last one to the grove is a sleepy calf." Finally, they reached the tall palm grove called Talavana. The trees grew thickly, their feathery fronds waving high above. Huge sweet fruits hung in heavy bunches, glistening gold and green in the sunlight. The boys' eyes grew wide, and they felt their stomachs rumble as the rich scent of ripe fruit drifted on the warm breeze. Yet there was something mysterious about this beautiful place, the boys whispered among themselves, for everyone in Vrindavana had heard tales that this grove was dangerous. Somewhere among the palm trunks and tangled shadows lived Danakasura, a powerful donkey demon. Fierce and angry, he chased away anyone who dared come near, and no one had tasted the grove's fruits in a long time. Subala, always brave but cautious, softly spoke, "Krishna, we would love to taste those delicious fruits, but Danakasura is frightening. We are afraid to go close." Krishna's eyes sparkled with gentle confidence. With a loving glance to Balarama, he said, "Let us go and see those palm fruits. Do not fear. Nothing will harm us as long as we are together." Leading the way, Balarama stepped forward, his white robes shining among the shadows. The boys, encouraged by Krishna's words, followed nervously but with hope in their hearts. Balarama reached the tallest palm tree and took hold of its trunk. With a strong shake, he rustled the leaves, and the earth trembled. Dozens of ripe fruits thudded down, bouncing and rolling across the soft, springy earth. The sweet perfumes filled the air, making mouths water. But suddenly, a deafening braying echoed through Talavana. Danakasura, enormous and wild, stormed out from the midst of the palms. His eyes shone red as embers, his hooves thundered over the ground, and his messy mane flew with each angry leap. The whole grove shook with his rage. Again and again, Danakasura charged fearfully toward Balarama, his sharp hooves aiming to strike. Balarama stood calm and steady. As the furious demon charged once more, Balarama caught him by his hind legs and, showing divine strength, began spinning the demon round and round. The boys gasped in awe. What courage Balarama showed! Faster and faster he spun Danakasura, until with a mighty cry, he hurled the demon into the tallest palm tree. The impact made the whole tree tremble and dropped even more sweet fruits all around. Danakasura fell to the earth, defeated, but the adventure was not over. Other donkey demons, who had been lurking in the shadows, saw what had happened. They neighed in anger, and stamping their hooves, raced toward Krishna and Balarama, eager to protect their leader and their forbidden grove. The boys shrank back in fear, but Krishna stepped forward, his dark form like a gentle monsoon cloud among the trees. Balarama stood by his side, and together they moved with swift, graceful strength. As each demon rushed at them, Krishna and Balarama caught them easily, throwing them far into the forest, where they could no longer cause any harm or fear for the animals or the people. Slowly, a great peace returned to Talavana. Where threats once lurked, sunlight now streamed gently through the leaves. The cowherd boys emerged from their hiding spots, voices trembling with excitement and new courage. They ran to thank Krishna and Balarama, their hearts overflowing with gratitude and relief. "You saved us! How brave you are!" they cried, surrounding their beloved friends. The grove was now safe and full of golden fruits. The boys rushed to gather them up, laughing and sharing, passing the juicy fruit to one another. Even the cows found the softest palm leaves and nibbled contentedly. Krishna, with a smile, picked up a ripe fruit and offered it lovingly to each boy. And suddenly the whole place felt magical, safe, happy, and full of friendship. A gentle breeze whispered through the branches as the sun grew softer in the late afternoon. The boys sang songs of Krishna's adventures, their voices a joyful chorus under the trees. Birds joined in the celebration, chirping sweet melodies in the golden light. The boys remembered how Krishna's presence meant no danger could ever last, and they felt safe and joyful again. As the day drew to a close, the boys and cows began the walk home, their hearts filled with new stories of courage and kindness. Looking back at the palm grove, they saw a place once filled with fear, now bright and peaceful, a gift from Krishna's protection. The path glimmered with golden sunlight as Krishna led everyone home. All around, the village of Vrindavana waited with love, and the boys knew that wherever they went, Krishna would always watch over them and bring happiness from even the most frightening challenges. Back in the village, the stories of Talavana's rescue spread, teaching everyone that with trust in Krishna, even the scariest troubles can turn into happiness and sweet friendship.